Hey folks, and welcome to this weekly update of Tech News and Azure News from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 2nd of February 2024. Now first of all, I want to wish a huge big happy birthday to Azure, who turned 14 this week. 14 years of the Microsoft Cloud, what a milestone to actually hit. Here's to many, many more years of Azure. So let's dive into all the new features that have been released and talked about this week. There is now a guided experience in the Azure portal that helps you configure multi-site resilient Azure Express Route circuits and connect them to a virtual network gateway. So this new experience provides information including distance between the peering locations or sites and traffic engineering recommendations to help you make informed configuration decisions. Azure HD Insight, which is a managed full-spectrum open-source analytics service, is now available in the Italy North and Israel Central regions of Azure. Now, something I actually missed from November 2023 is the fact that you can now purchase reservations for Fabric capacity units. So this helps you save up to 40.5% over your pay-as-you-go prices. And you can exchange existing Azure Synapse Analytics dedicated SQL pool reservations to Fabric capacity reservations. The one thing to note though, these reservations for Fabric don't cover storage or networking charges associated with the Microsoft Fabric usage. So it really only just covers the Fabric capacity usage. So that's something to bear in mind. Now, Azure API Center might still be in public preview, but it has received some updates lately. A new Azure CLI extension was released, allowing you to manage your APIs from the command line, enabling you to integrate your API management into your development workflows. And we've also seen a new Visual Studio Code extension released to help you, again, with your API center management. The January release of Azure Stack HCI has had a bunch of feature updates, and the main one being that you can now run Azure Virtual Desktop on your Azure Stack HCI environment, meaning you can run your Azure Virtual Desktop environment in your on-prem environment. So that's a great feature that we've seen a lot of healthcare and financial services customers actually take advantage of in the public preview side of things. Also within this January release is features including manage updates for your Azure Stack HCI clusters from the Azure portal, including at scale. VM extension support has been expanded to include things like Microsoft Defender for Cloud, Azure Monitor, and Azure Update Management. There's also a new site manager to help you organize resources in Azure Arc by location. Back to networking, we now have a topology view inside the Azure Virtual Network Manager, and that is now a generally available feature. You sometimes might see Azure Virtual Network Manager referred to as AVNM. Now, with this topology view that allows you to visualize the resources in your network and let you dive into the more granular connectivity established among your networking groups, member VNets from a global perspective. Now, a private preview feature is that Azure Site Recovery now supports Azure Trusted Launch Virtual Machines. And to actually test out this new feature, you do need to enroll on that private preview. Within Azure Monitor, there's a new public preview feature that allows you to enable Prometheus community recommended alerts. Now, previously, you had to do this through a template and some CLI commands, but now you can enable this feature effortless. So do check that out if it's something that you've been looking at. And our last update is about Azure SQL. Azure SQL Trigger is now available and uses SQL change tracking functionality to monitor a SQL table for changes. This provides engineers a no-code or low-code change data stream, capturing when data is created, updated, or deleted, allowing for participation in modern application architectures. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening. And I'll see you again soon.